Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stupid is what stupid does.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zulak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
Zulak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday. We listen to them every Monday.
Hello, chap.
So in Beatles Sounds of Sunday.
Did you see the line to see the Queen? To get some jam for your tea and toast. Hurry, me mateys.
That's Australian.
That was a good one, though. You don't remember that one?
Honestly, I don't remember recording that.
Yeah, you guys did not know the song the first time we used this one.
Yeah.
Was this at the old building or is this the
new
building?
Morrissey, Every Day is Like Sunday. Right. And I still can't believe Beatle didn't know that song. Still can't believe it.
Hello.
That's all right. You guys ready to get in the pocket?
Yeah, I think so.
That's out. Damn, Kilogram.
Boom.
Here we go. Sounds of Sunday. We begin with the Eagles. The Eagles lost to the Vikings 38-20. Head coach Doug Peterson, remaining confident that his team will bounce back.
Oh, that's good.
I know the sky's falling outside.
Yes.
You know, it's falling, and I get that, and the fans are reeling just a little bit. But you know, we're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play, and we're going to win that football game. And when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
Okay. So, isn't it amazing that whoever wins that game is in first place?
He said, we're going to go down to Dallas, and we're going to win.
Right.
That's what he had to say.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Can't say that.
Why not?
Even though he believes it.
What's the matter with saying that?
Oh, my God. Come on.
What?
That ever happened to somebody coming in here and saying that? A head coach?
Yeah, but it's Dallas.
Head coach.
I like it.
Why not? If you're going to do it against a team like Dallas. They can't get out of their own way.
Well, you know, yeah, that means he doesn't respect that coach.
I would just say that's who he's sort of been.
Yeah.
Right, he's being true to himself.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson has been, he's won more games than he's lost in Philadelphia, including winning a Super Bowl.
To the bigger discussion, how awful that division is. Do you know that New York Giant team we saw on Thursday night is one game out of first in that division? As bad as it was for the Giants, they're one game behind those two. So that division's wide ass open.
All right, moving on. Dolphins safety and team captain Bobby McCain, he lost it a little bit after the loss to the Redskins. 17-16, the final.
It sucks. We sit out here, we get our ass embarrassed. And we're going out here, we're losing to it, but it sucks. It sucks. I don't want to hear any more about how hard is it. Hard. Man, at this point, man, I ain't going to give up on my fans. I appreciate the guys that come. Appreciate the guys in the community that come and show support. But, you know, if you ain't there, that's if you ain't there, sorry. You know, just, hey, we're going to get together.
So 0-5 is his breaking point. It's like psychological warpare on those guys that are on
the beach. Yeah, but you're in Miami, man. Chill out. Go to the beach.
Yeah. Come on. And that's the difference between Zoe and guys who care.
It ain't all that bad. Just go outside. Yeah.
Go take your Lamborghini. Go for a ride down A1A. See the sights.
McCain actually had a pass breakup in that game. Had a nice play. He's still competing. He still wants to win. And he's lost it. He's now lost his mind.
They traded away all your good players.
They've got 11 games to go. How's he going to handle that?
Not well.
Sucks.
All right, let's move on to Cardinals radio here. We love Cardinals radio, and they're called the Falcons.
You know we like to listen to these guys.
Falcons missed an extra point that would have tied it late in the fourth quarter.
Bryant on to tie the game. The ball is down. The kick is up, and he missed it. He missed it wide to the left. Oh, my goodness. Bryant ripped his helmet off. He can't believe it as he walks dejected back to the Falcons sideline. Arizona 34, Atlanta 33 with a minute 53 to go. He yanked it.
Oh, my goodness. Yanked it like I was on number 11. Just totally punched it. It looked totally different than his normal kick. Wow. Oh, man.
That's good analysis right there. I mean, that's what your color analyst is there for stuff like...
Oh, my goodness.
So he's yanked it number 10, 11 times during the game?
Wow. Oh, man.
So it looks like Dan Quinn's going to get fired soon, right?
Yeah, of course. Throw it on the coach.
Looks like the Dan Quinn era is going to come to a close.
Yeah, Matt Ryan has nothing to do with these losses.
Now, would you like to hear the Falcons?
They scored 33 points in the game.
The Falcons version of that same extra point miss?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here it is.
Matt Bryant to tie the ball game. Missed it. He pulled it to the left.
Well, we know he has a new operation.
Yeah.
New operation.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan's quarterback rating yesterday was 144.9.
That's good.
He threw four touchdowns, no picks, 356 yards passing. He was a very efficient 30 of 36. 12.1 yards per attempt.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're playing general since losing the Super Bowl. Was there an issue
with Matt Ryan yesterday?
I guess not. Anyone? Not when you have that much first
round. Okay, then.
That's fine. Yeah.
So don't tell me it's on Matt Ryan yesterday. Yeah. Your defense blows and your coach sucks. He's going to get fired. The Patriots, I think the death of the Falcons franchise is about to happen finally. It's been a slow bleed. It started with the loss to the Patriots, but it's about to finally die out.
Jesus.
All right, let's go to CBS. Dan Fouts has some insight on what happens in pileups after fumbles.
Oh, initially, it looks like Rankin's got the football.
You know, a lot of strange things happen at the bottom of these piles. Guys have lost fingernails.
What? No.
What?
No. Normally, you know when you lose a fingernail? When you go and swipe at someone's helmet, your nail gets stuck like in the clasp of the thing and it rips off or...
How do you lose a fingernail at the bottom of a pile? I mean, I can see getting your leg broken.
You take a guy's hand, and you chew on it, and you gnaw on it, and you really, if you get, like, right under the edge
Everyone
of the
wears gloves.
Guys have lost fingernails.
Your guy gets in there with a pair of needle-nose pliers and starts pulling on stuff. You never know.
The only guy on the field who maybe doesn't have gloves on is the quarterback. Everyone else has gloves on.
I ran into Iron Eagle in the press box about a week or two ago. So let me know when you're ready.
Oh. Oh, you just dropped that on him?
Yeah.
And what'd he say?
Chuckled.
Wow. So making moves.
Okay.
Well, I'd be better than him. I would. Be a different call. You'd get no emotion, but I'd at least tell you what the hell you're watching.
All right, one more here, gentlemen.
After you saw it.
We have yet to visit.
Real quick. Imagine Dan Fouts on radio where he actually had to explain something.
No, that's,
like no, that's,
weren't,
that's
paint
not
the
for
picture
him.
That you weren't watching. Like, people just saw what you're telling them.
Describing what happens on the football field is not his strong suit, okay? Don't ask him to do things that
he's... number two analyst at CBS.
Well, there's things he's good at and things he's not. And one of the things he's not great at is describing what happens on the field. So what? You going to kill him for it?
I heard what he makes. Go ahead. I'm not saying it. Go.
We have not visited with Deion Sanders yet and his postgame show yet this season, but that changes right now.
I thought they pulled it away from him. I thought it wasn't his anymore.
I don't know if he owns all the content and rights to it, but he was on the TV set.
He's on
set.
One of the postgame shows.
Okay,
he was
still on the, doing postgame.
He was on the TV set doing a postgame show, and Stephon Diggs was his guest.
Oh, good.
No, that's got to be good.
There go my dog.
What's up?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
DMX hosting?
You know?
That's my dog.
X going to give it to you.
Just a normal start to an interview segment.
There go my dog. Dude.
Wasn't that the same thing he said when he was sitting down with us when Antonio Brown walked by at the Super Bowl?
There go my dog.
There go my dog. I think, and then that was it. End of the interview.
There go my dog.
What's up?
Oh, baby. Look at him sitting up there like a boss. You ball, you got to go. So this.
What? What's happening?
Well, he's getting to his first question, Beetle.
Skibbity-doo.
We just have to be patient. He'll get to it.
Could you imagine being the PR guy that's listening in, making sure the guy, because they always have a PR guy next to him, making sure he doesn't say anything stupid. Can you imagine being a PR guy trying to even listen?
So I don't know if you've seen these interviews on Deion's show. They have a guy with a... It's like FaceTime. They both have both earphones in, and it's like the wireless mic there.
I know what it is. Yeah. I've seen a million times.
Yeah.
So this, ain't no more missing no practice. Ain't no missing no meetings. So we
sounds like
and they
sounds
pulled
like a
this
Beastie
show down. Amazing.
It sounds like a Beastie Boys song. This part from Sabotage.
So this is all about the rhyme, isn't it?
Ain't no missing no practice.
So
listen up, because you can't say nothing.
So
I'm pushing down with the push of a button.
What you want? So we 7 catches a buck 67. That's all it took. So I just got to show out a little bit.
7 catches a buck 67. Oh my God. He won't even let him answer.
So I just got to show out a little bit to let y'all know. Get the ball to 14.
Hey,
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
I'd be like, is this a prank call? Am I being catfished?
What the hell?
Am I being pranked?
Did Stephon Diggs say anything?
If I'm like Diggs, I'm looking around like, all right, who's got me on this? Y'all messing with me now.
Ain't no more missing no practice. Ain't no missing no meetings. So we 7 catches a buck 67. That's all it took. So I just got to show out a little bit to let y'all know, get the ball to 14.
Hey,
I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I mean, ain't missing
no practice. Ain't missing no meetings.
That should be the start of every call in Felger Mass. Felger Mass should start every call like that.
Get the ball to 14. What?
Felger Mass. All pleasantries. No actual content
there. That's
all it is? It's just all pleasantries.
The all pleasantries call?
Oh, it's so good.
That's all it was. All right, that's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Oh, my God. We need to now check out that show every Sunday to see if he does that to everybody.
Yeah.
No actual interviewing, just pleasantries. And then ends.
That's my dog.
So this, ain't no more missing no practice.
Here's the action update. We'll close it out here on Zolak and Bertrand. An abbreviated show today. We'll do that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.